Unit 12, page 113. Listening. Exercises 8 and 9.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Maggie Wilson, and I'm from an organization called the Species Finders. I'm here today to talk to you about a few of the new species of animals and insects we've only recently discovered. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people think that we already know about all the animals, birds, fish, and insects on this planet. But in fact, that's simply not true. We're finding new species all the time. So the first species I'd like to tell you about today is the American pocket shark. It's very cute. It was discovered in the Gulf of Mexico. It was caught in 2010, but it wasn't described as a new species until 2015. Now, it's very rare. Only one or two of these sharks have ever been seen. Why do you think it's called a pocket shark? It's not, in fact, because it's tiny and only 14 centimeters in length. It's because it has a pocket-like feature just near the fins below its head. Isn't that adorable? My next species is small and furry. For the first time in 80 years, a new rat species has been found in the South Pacific. In 2010, Tyrone Lavery heard rumors about a giant rat that could crack coconuts. It lived in the trees on Vangunu Island. There were even songs and children's rhymes about these rats, but Lavery couldn't find it. Then, in 2015, a ranger caught one of the rats as it ran out of a tree that was cut down. As soon as I examined it, I knew it was different, Lavery said. It was indeed a new species. The next new species is this cute gibbon that was discovered in the forests of the Galigong Mountains in Southwest Asia. It's been named after the famous Star Wars character, Luke Skywalker. This is because of the gibbon's high treetop home and the mysticism surrounding it in Chinese history. The Skywalker gibbon's eyebrows are thinner and farther apart, and the shape of their skulls and teeth are different from other Hulok gibbons. Sadly, although it has just been found, the Skywalker is already on the list of endangered species. My final new species today is a very eye-catching yellow and green frog that was discovered recently in Ecuador's cloud forests. According to a new study, it is a new species of rain frog. Ecuador is home to 570 frog species. It's really beautiful. It, too, is already considered to be endangered. So, the good news is that we're finding new species all the time. We don't know how many more species are still out there. What we do know is that more will be found. What's not so good, of course, is that all these animals are endangered. Their habitat, that is, the places where they live, is being destroyed rapidly, and it is human beings who are doing this. If we don't act now to stop habitats from being destroyed, many animals will disappear, and future generations will only see them in books. I think it's vital for humans to find ways to live well and without harming other living creatures, don't you?